I love that you're mentioning of the test. I believe it's the test by, is it Alison Bechdel and Liz Wallace?
Yeah, the Bechdel test.
Bechdel and Wallace test. Mm. About films. Mm-hmm. Does the movie contain two or more female characters who have names? Do the characters talk to each other? Do they discuss something other than a man? And you say, it is astonishing how many films fail this test.
Honestly, try to think of a film that passes it. It's almost impossible at this point, other than like Steel Magnolias.
Well, I was automatically going to pick my one of my favourite films, Gregory's Girl, but you're absolutely right. I don't think they ever discuss anything except boys.
No,
the girls in it, yeah.
Exactly, and there's really one main girl in it, and you don't really see her with her friends. You know, big films such as Star Wars, that's a classic film to fail the Bechdel test because there's only one woman and she's just there to be saved and it's the men who are running around and doing exciting stuff. Even things like, you know, the films that women love, such as The Wedding Singer, the Adam Sandler film, or Princess Bride, they fail the Bechdel test.